This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Director General of the World Health Organization on Thursday upbraided U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for making what he called untrue and unacceptable allegations, responding to media reports that Pompeo had claimed the health agency chief was bought by China. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insisted the WHO was focusing on saving lives as he lashed out at the comments that British media said Pompeo had made at a closed-door event this week in London.
And I'm appealing again to all nations to work together. Politics and partisanship have made things worse.
The Times of London reported this week that Pompeo had told a gathering of British lawmakers that he had intelligence suggesting that Tedros had been bought by China's government and that his election as WHO chief in 2017 had led to the death of British nationals. A new poll shows that 3 out of 4 Americans favor requiring people to wear face masks in public to stop the spread of the coronavirus. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The survey conducted by the Associated Press and ORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows not only do 89% of Democrats support face coverings, but so do 58% of Republicans. The results reflect fresh concern over spiking coronavirus cases. The survey also finds that 2/3 of Americans disapprove of how President Trump has handled the outbreak. The poll was conducted before Trump, who for months was dismissive of masks, said this week that it's patriotic to wear one. I'm Mike Hempen.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose last week for the first time in nearly 4 months, suggesting the labor market was stalling amid a resurgence in new COVID-19 cases and depressed demand. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports.
The Labor Department said Thursday initial jobless claims increased to 1.4 million. That was higher than economists had expected. While that's nearly a fifth of the peak hit in late March, it is still historically very high. The latest tally comes as coronavirus cases explode across the country, pushing authorities to shut down businesses again or pause reopenings. What's more, some of those workers are being laid off for a second time as the economy battles a recession and faces weak demand. The U.S. government has been issuing extra unemployment checks of $600 a week, but that benefit ends next week. If it's not extended by Congress, it will leave millions of gig workers and self-employed workers without an income since they don't qualify for regular state unemployment insurance.
That's Reuters' Fred Katayama. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is alleging a Chinese researcher accused of visa fraud and concealing ties to the military is now holed up in China's consulate in San Francisco. We get more from Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The FBI says it believes that a woman, Juan Tang, had served in the Chinese military but claimed she didn't on her visa application, which they say is fraud. There are espionage concerns. Juan worked at the University of California. The news comes just a day after the U.S. ordered China's Houston consulate to close, quote, to protect American intellectual property and private information without giving specifics. Senator Marco Rubio, the acting chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, is saying that the Houston consulate was a central node of the Chinese Communist Party's espionage and influence operations. China's state media said in editorials on Thursday that the order to shut the Houston consulate is an attempt to blame Beijing for White House failures ahead of the November presidential election.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's outrage, lawmakers' verbal assault on her, expanded Thursday as she and other Democrats took to the House floor. In an incident witnessed by a reporter, the Florida Representative Ted Yoho, a Republican, angrily confronted Ocasio-Cortez this week and profanely insulted her. Representative Yoho expressed some contrition for the incident this week, but Ocasio-Cortez has rejected it as insufficient. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.